The most common form of death for infants under the age of 1 in Kentucky is unexplained deaths most likely chalked up to sudden infant death syndrome, also known as SIDS. But a study shows that most often, these deaths can be explained by an unsafe sleeping habits. Erica Janes is a child advocate for the Kosar Children's Hospital in Louisville. Janes says that making a safe sleeping environment is the key for ensuring infant safety.
There is nothing in the crib other than the baby. There's no bumper pads, there's no blankets, there's no toys, there's nothing in the crib that can be a potential source of suffocation or strangulation to that infant. We don't want the pacifier tied to the baby's clothing. We want the babies on their back. We still see babies being placed on their bellies and then they're dying.
Nationally, 4,000 infants die unexpectedly and suddenly each year, but half of these deaths can be linked to unsafe sleeping infants. Jane says that the biggest threat to a sleeping baby is an adult or even another child sharing the sleeping space.
If an adult is sleeping with an infant, there is a huge risk that they can roll onto, roll over. It could be just an arm or a leg. Somehow that vulnerable baby cannot sleep safely with another adult or even another child.
Janes adds that other hazards for sleeping babies include smoking around a baby in a room or in a vehicle, and leaving a sleeping baby in a swing, bouncy chair, or car seat is also dangerous. She explains that even though babies should be given tubbing time, a chance to play and lay on their stomachs, they should never be allowed to stay in that position to sleep.
Baby's always on their back. Baby's in a safe crib. Baby has a pacifier. Baby's sleeping environment is in the parent's room, but not in the parent's bed.
Sudden, unexpected infant deaths can't always be explained or avoided, but by keeping in mind safe sleeping tips, parents can help their babies stay safe. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.